salad you do, right?
Lunchtime at Muldown Elementary School in Whitefish on this day features a salad, an apple, and chicken patty sandwiches. Food service director Jay Stagg says this meal does not feature much for local fare, but the milk is from Bozeman, and incorporating Montana-made food is no longer a novelty at lunchtime.
On Monday, we're going to have hamburgers that we pattied out ourselves and that we grill, local beef with barbecue baked beans, and all the beans, the dried beans, come from somewhere in Montana.
Stagg says he's been contracting with local ranchers to buy cows, have them processed at a local facility, and also buying vegetables from nearby farms. He says they're doing more processing in-house to keep within the budget.
This year I have focused on tomatoes and tomato products. We've bought hundreds of pounds of tomatoes and processed them that then become our pizza sauce, our spaghetti sauce.
Seventh graders at Whitefish also plant a garden on a former baseball diamond on the Whitefish School's campus in the spring, which they harvest when they return as eighth graders in the fall. In all, Stagg reports about 30% of the Whitefish School District's food budget goes farm to school, with the garden and buying local and Montana products. That's among the highest percentages in the state, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The USDA recently conducted a census of schools across the state and the country. Plevna in eastern Montana reported the highest amount spent on farm-to-school at 35%. USDA Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, Kevin Concannon, says the statewide average is 12%. He says the USDA offers grants to help build these programs, and the goal is to get farm-to-school in more districts to supply meals and create an educational opportunity.
Educating students about where food comes from, but also the importance of consistently eating healthy foods, less processed foods, and farm to school is part of the movement that helps us move that down the road.
Food service director Jay Stagg says they'll have school-grown vegetables they've processed and frozen to use in lunches until about February. He says one thing they're doing in school lunch is trying to reproduce popular, familiar food items in a healthier way.
Instead of buying just a store-bought corn dog, actually making a corn dog with, an all-natural pork or beef dog, making the biscuit mix that goes around it. It's been a great challenge to get kids to eat something they're familiar with, but in a little bit of a different form.
There is still the ever-popular pizza day. The big difference is the sauce was made in-house, maybe even with made-in-Montana tomatoes. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.